When people read the Bible on their own, is there any danger in asking the question, what does this verse mean to me? Well, the danger is in those last two words. The right question to ask is, what does this verse mean? Or another question, what did God mean by this verse? The to me part comes later. Because before you can apply the scripture, you have to interpret the scripture. That seems pretty obvious, and yet that does somehow intrude in the way that many people look at the Bible. You have a typical home Bible study. People sit around. They have Bibles in their hands, and you have a bit of a pooling of ignorance. Well, this verse means to me. Well, what does that verse mean to you? Well, what does that verse mean to you? Or what does it mean in your life? That is really not the relevant question. The relevant question is, what did God mean when he said this? What does this mean? What did the writer mean when, inspired by the Holy Spirit, he wrote this? That is to say, interpretation comes before application. You can only ask the question, what does it mean to me, after you know what it means. That's critical. I mean, you could illustrate that from going to the doctor, and if the doctor says to you, you have contracted amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, you might say, oh, really? You wouldn't say, what does that mean to me? That probably wouldn't be your first question. Your first question would be, what does that mean? What do those words mean? Well, they mean Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS. Then would come the question, what does this disease then mean to me? How's it going to affect me? That's the way you approach the Bible. What does it mean? And then, how am I to apply that meaning? You have to get the meaning right before the application has any validity.